It's 8 minutes past seven. This is Morning Ireland, and Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Audrey. Harsh words, jibes, and don't forget 2011. That's what the papers are saying this morning about the presidential election. The Independent front page says Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly are trading personal jibes. Inside, Senan Maloney writes that Heather Humphreys has gone from offering herself as president for all to allowing her campaign be aggressively managed by party heavyweights. Fionnán Sheehan, also in The Independent, writes that the current jibe that Catherine Connolly represented banks in repossession cases when she was a barrister is part of a Fine Gael pattern. He says that 5 years ago they criticised Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan for representing Gerry Adams. O'Callaghan pointed out then that barristers have no choice in who they represent and that he'd also represented Fine Gael ministers. Fionnán Sheehan goes on to say that the parties supporting Catherine Connolly haven't defended her and they've been cowardly in their silence. John Drennan, writing in the Mail, says that despite Catherine Connolly being 18 percentage points ahead in the polls, it's not all over yet for Heather Humphreys. Remember Sean Gallagher in 2011, he says. In the final week of the campaign, Sean Gallagher was 17 points ahead of Michael D. Higgins. It was his to win and Higgins's to lose. That was until the final TV debate sank Sean Gallagher's chances. But there's campaign life beyond TV and radio studios, writes Ona Sullivan in The Examiner. He says this could be Ireland's first podcast campaign. At his count, Catherine Connolly has racked up 8 hours appearing on 6 different podcasts, while Heather Humphreys has been missing from these. Unlike broadcasts, he says, these podcasts are largely sympathetic to Catherine Connolly, but they also avoid what's called the infinite loop of the same 6 questions we've heard asked of herself and Heather Humphreys. Louise Byrne, also in The Examiner, writes that Catherine Connolly's social media campaign is second to none, but that Heather Humphreys could close the gap if in the final week she's seen out meeting voters more. And back to The Independent and letter writer Brendan Conroy, who's fed up with the whole election. He says he wants a fresh election with real choices, and to achieve that, he's going to make one mark on his ballot paper, a number one for Jim Gavin. Elsewhere in the papers, there are plenty of Halloween stories, one unsettling one in The Independent and a daft one in the Irish News. The Independent tells us that a town in Spain has banned the adoption of black cats at Halloween. Animal shelters are worried that because black cats are associated with witchcraft, people may want to use them in rituals or for sinister purposes. The Irish News Halloween report is about the Ulster Folk Museum, which is recalling Halloween traditions in the north. One involved using cabbage to find out the identity of your future husband or wife. The museum has an account from Enniskillen of one young man who walked backwards into the cabbage garden with his eyes shut to pull a stalk. The shape of the cabbage stalk was said to predict the physique of his future wife. The tradition also says that if there's plenty of soil on the stalk, that meant your future spouse would have plenty of money.